Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You can tell how important something is by how you react when you lose it. You ever misplace your phone? I misplaced my phone earlier today and got heart palpitations.
You're not supposed to get heart palpitations over misplacing your phone. I left my son in the mall when he was little and didn't get heart palpitations.
Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. We're almost there, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost at Christmas break. Hopefully you get a Christmas break, too. It's Gavin and Katie. We're on day two of No Kevin.
Yeah.
We're not sure what's going on with that little fella, but...
Well, he has a bad cough.
He's got the cough that's going around. It's not pleasant. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Quick story, by the way.
Okay.
I have a little bit of an update on... Remember I told the story about how Fozzie, my corgi, ate chocolate?
Yes.
And that was in this horrible night that ended with a hole in the wall?
Yeah. Not because you punched it, but because you accidentally slammed his crate into the wall.
Yes. So I had a friend of mine come over to the house yesterday and help patch it up for me.
Oh, that's nice.
It was super nice. All I did is this guy named Jimmy... He works at the theater where we're doing a play, and he's a friend of mine.
Oh, I know Jimmy. He works with my mom at the theater.
Yeah. He's a great guy. And I was just asking him, like, what are some things that I would need to do to patch up the hole? And as he's telling me, he just goes, you know what? I'll just come over and do it. He's one of those guys. And I'm like, you don't have to do it. He's like, what am I doing? So he came over yesterday, and he patched it up. And he goes, okay. He goes, so this is the first one. This has to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to leave you with some putty. Then you got to do a second coat. Here's some sandpaper, kind of sand it out a little bit. And then it'll be ready to paint in a couple of days. I said, fantastic. Thank you so much. And he goes, it's just really important. Make sure you tell your kids, don't touch this.
Mm.
I said, okay. Not a problem. And then I did. They all came home from school and I said, listen,
don't touch.
I said, go up in the hallway. There's some stuff on the wall. It doesn't look normal. Don't touch it. It's there for the hole in the wall. They said, okay, no problem. So then I'm watching the Eagles game and it was a horrendous Eagles game. It was ugly for them and the Chargers. So many turnovers, went to overtime. Eagles lost.
Ugh.
I'm not happy. I go upstairs anyway to take everybody. I go, come on, let's go to bed. And I'm getting ready to take a shower with Zoe and get her ready for bed. And as soon as I turn the corner, a little finger has been poked right into the spackle for the hole. And I looked at all three of them and I said, who did this? And you could just tell who did this by like Theo, who always has just like this like deadpan face, completely unfazed because he knew it wasn't him.
Okay.
One me. Connor, he's 13, almost 14 at this point, and he's just like, I had nothing to do with this. And Zoe had this look on her face like raised eyebrows, like, whoa, whoa.
Who did that?
How would something like that happen? And I took her finger because she wouldn't cop up to it. And I held her finger up to the hole.
Oh, God.
And I looked at her and I go, your finger fits in that hole.
Ugh.
And she goes, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I go, yes, you did.
Oh, God.
Yes, you did.
We get a lot of I didn't knows.
Yeah. I told you. If you don't know after I told you, then you weren't listening. I was so mad last night. I was so mad. I was like, let's just go to bed.
I'll say this. I don't know why you had to ask Jimmy.
Oh, you think you could do it?
I don't think.
Oh, boy.
I know I could. You could have just asked me. I could have very easily explained to you how to do it. I could have done it.
Maybe there was a little part of me that was hoping Jimmy would say, you know what? I'll just come over and do it.
So you didn't hope that for me?
I know that you wouldn't do that.
Why?
You would come all the way to West Roseville to spackle a hole?
It's all the way for Jimmy, too.
That's true.
He lives in Rockland. He lives by me.
I know, but he loves bebopping around in that big truck.
You think that I've lost my touch.
I don't think you've lost your touch.
That now that I'm an indoor cat.
You've always been an indoor cat.
I mean metaphorically.
What does that mean?
I'm not allowed to do stuff anymore.
Oh.
You think that just because I laid down my circular saw, okay, that means I don't got it.
Right.
And I do got it.
Listen, nobody doubts that you still got it more than everybody but me.
Okay. Wait. What?
I tricked you on that one.
Did he take the little screen? Did he bring the little screen?
I think so.
Okay. Then he got that on there.
Yeah.
And then put the spackle over that. Scraped
it. Actually, no, he didn't do a screen because the hole wasn't big enough. He looked at the hole.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, I thought it was like a fist size. I was like, no, it's not a fist size. It's like kind of an L shape because it was the corner of the thing.
Use a little spackle dive. Get that done. That's easy breezy.
That's what he said. When he saw it, he goes, oh, this is even easier than I thought it was going to be. But listen, I know you like the bed. I know that.
Can I tell you something? My Aura ring came at me this morning. And you know what it said? It said, we can see that you've been using your bed just for sleep. I said, F you.
What a backhanded compliment.
First of all, Aura ring, stay out of my business.
You want it in your business. That's why you wear it.
I understand that, but I don't need it to passive aggressively talk trash to me like, oh, I guess somebody didn't take a daytime nap. Good job.
Yeah. sarcastic clap.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm not spending my time in the bed as much.
Okay. So what do you do then?
Well, I go down to the couch.
I see.
Yeah.
Gavin's 12 Phone Scams of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 9.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's Phone Scams on the 10th.
This morning we're calling Claire at the request of her friend. Yes, I'm pretty sure about that. And she works at Green Acres, and I am calling her to see if I can get my mom a perfect gift from Green Acres, except this is one of the most difficult conversations that Claire has this week. I'm sure of it. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Green Acres, this is Claire speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, what is your name?
Claire.
Hi, Claire. So my name is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling because I'm looking for a very specific plant. It's going to be a gift, and I don't want to drive all the way down there just in case you don't have it. I don't live near Green Acres.
Yeah, what's the plant?
I don't know what the plant is called. That's why I'm calling. Uh-huh. I'm gonna need some help on it. Okay. I'm not quite sure if it's a tree or a bush. It's definitely not a flower. That some trees, though, do have flowers. I'm right about that, right?
Not all trees do, but some trees, yes.
I remember when I was a kid, my neighbor had a whole bunch of crepe and myrtle trees. And
okay, do you have a picture? Because then you can email it.
Well, that's not what I want. I don't want a crepe and myrtle tree. No, they're very triggering to me. Like, I see those purple flowers on them, and I think they're grapes. Because one time when I was a kid, I tried to climb up my neighbor's tree, and I thought, again, they were grapes, and I ate a bunch of the flowers, and it was awful. Okay. It was terrible. It was so bad, I didn't eat grapes until I was 23.
Oh, gosh. I would need to know the name.
The name of what? My neighbor?
No, the tree that you're looking for. That's what I'm here to help you with.
Oh, okay.
But I need some sort of picture or name.
You keep calling it a tree. I'm not even 100% sure it's a tree. I think it might be a bush. It's like a little tree. Do you have a name for little trees?
No.
All right, it's a gift for my mom. So my mom is half Japanese. Not even half Japanese. She's like a quarter Japanese, but it's the only part of her ethnicity, her genetic makeup that she talks about. She thinks she's 100% Japanese. She's obsessed with
maybe
this.
Maybe like a bonsai?
No. What? What is a bonsai? I mean,
it's like a little tree.
You said there were no little trees. You said they're just, they don't have a name. You said little trees don't have a name.
In this case, this is a little tree.
I don't know how much I can trust you now.
I'm sorry for the confusion.
It all goes back to when I thought I was eating grapes off of my neighbor's tree and they turned out to be disgusting flowers.
Oh.
And ever since then, I have trust issues with people. The one I'm looking for has the word Japanese in the title for my not Japanese mom. It has red leaves usually.
Okay, I will check our system.
What are you going to type in? What are you going to type into the system, Claire?
I'm just going to start with Japanese because you said Japanese was in the.
Well, just be careful with
title.
That. I don't want you to get pegged as like a racist or something like that. Just be careful. Like, I don't want you, maybe just broaden it to like.
No.
Asian, you know?
Like I said, a bonsai probably would be the best option. What we do have, like, cherry blossom trees.
Okay, she likes fruit.
That it doesn't have fruit. It just has cherry
blossoms. Why would you just suggest that to me, Claire? She loves you. Again, we're back to the trust issues. You build me up thinking that my mom's going to eat some cherries, and then just to tell me that it's not actually a cherry tree?
Not cherry tree. It's a cherry blossom, which is a type of flower.
Well, what kind of fruit does a cherry blossom have then?
It has just these blossoms that are called cherry blossoms.
I feel like now you are bullying me because you know that I thought that I was eating fruit once and instead I ate a flower. This has been triggering. The most traumatic event in my life has come up in just trying to find the purchase of a vegetable tree.
Look, I want to find you a solution. It sounds like you want a vegetable tree that don't really exist.
I definitely saw a vegetable tree once.
Is the bonsai going to be an option? The cherry blossom? Like, what do we?
None of that's going to work for me anymore. I'm just going to have to find a place that sells vegetable trees. Okay.
Sir, I wish you all the luck in the world finding a tree that produces vegetables.
Okay, I don't need luck. I've got Japanese wisdom, okay, running through my veins.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, good and luck, one more thing, Claire, okay. Before I get going, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And
oh, my God.
Your friend Michelle emailed me.
Oh, my God. I went through all of this just for that. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, and we are talking to Eric right now. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being on the second date update with us. I hope that we can help you out. You went on a first date with a girl named Maggie, and the first date went great, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it was really awesome. We went out to dinner. We had a lot to talk about. We went out to drink. I thought we had a lot in common. She's a great listener.
Are you calling us on a Bluetooth speaker?
I am. Is that a problem?
Are you in the car or something?
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm currently on my way to a business meeting.
You're what?
He said he's on his way to a business meeting.
This is an important business meeting?
Yeah, I have some outsourcing to do, so it's really hard to kind of stay in one place at one time.
I don't know what he's saying.
He said it's hard to stay in one place at one time because of outsourcing.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Eric, we're going to put you on hold, and we have Maggie standing by. We'll get Maggie's side of the story on why there has been little communication, almost none. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Eric is now on hold. Maggie, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You're on the wake-up call with Gavin and Katie, and we are doing the second date update. And we just got done talking to Eric. He said that you went on a great first date, and he said that since then there's been almost no communication, and he's definitely not getting a vibe that there's going to be a second date. Is this accurate?
Leave it to him to call and, like, get some people to intervene in the way things are just supposed to be. What was the question again? Honestly, I'm just so caught off guard by this.
Okay. Why don't you want to have another date with him?
Well, my impression of Eric is that he talks a really good game. And I would say for like 95% of our date, that's all he did was talk about these business ventures and these connected people he was working on business development ideas with, and how he is just going to spend his first million on this, and how he can't wait to have a private jet. And I was literally like, bro, I'm just trying to eat my mozzarella stick. Okay. He is locked into this idea that he's going to be a billionaire, but it's a first date. And it just seemed like he was oddly bragging about nothing, kind of.
I know people like that. We know people like that, that they brag about stuff they haven't accomplished yet.
Is it the kind of thing where it's like, yeah, I've got a lot of irons in the fire kind of a thing?
Yes. And don't even get me started on the crypto part of the conversation.
Oh, God.
Yes. Okay, exactly. That's how I felt. He started going into like Bitcoin and how he has all this Bitcoin and he wants to start this like venture capital company, but only based in Bitcoin.
Eric, are you there?
Hey, yeah. Hi.
Hey. I'm so glad you could fit us in. So there's your reason. You heard all of that. Do you have anything to say in response to this?
Yeah, no, I heard what she said, but I would think that someone would want someone with their whole future mapped out ahead of them and someone who could actually give them an amazing life in the future.
Right. And that's you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Yes. I love that. And I want that for her as well. I want that for everybody. I think maybe it comes across as like these pie in the sky things. If it is the way I think we're envisioning it, we know people that are like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. But they're the same people we've never seen do anything.
We're not saying that that's you, Eric. We don't know you.
Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know what I've got lined up. And I think that's... I think that it's...
Okay, wait, can I interrupt kindly?
Sure.
Don't know what you have lined up. Dude, you're an assistant manager at Lids.
Oh, boy.
The hat store?
Oh.
The hat store.
Eric, you said you were going to, like, an outsourcing meeting.
I have a lot of outsourcing meetings. I mean, I still gotta earn that money.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, yeah, of course you do.
Is this a meeting for Lids?
No. I have many jobs. Like, you know, I want to take over that franchise one day. I've got a lot of things I want to do.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, so does Maggie, and I don't think going on a second date with you is one of them. Maggie, I mean, is there any shot at a second date here?
There is as much of a shot as a second date with this guy as there is that he's going to have a private jet in the next 5 years.
Wow. Sorry. We had to twist the knife as we're going out the door. Jeez. All right. Well, it's a second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast.
All right. So, Katie's got a story about a known criminal. This is a big deal.
Guys.
Watch out, because this person is out there and on the, well, not on the streets anymore. For 90 days, they're locked up. What's the story?
A UC Berkeley student, 23, was given 90 days in jail for taking four chickens from a Petaluma slaughterhouse.
90 days for taking chickens from a slaughterhouse.
Yep.
How many chickens?
Four.
Four?
Well, yeah, two in each hand.
This seems like...
She was convicted of felony conspiracy and three misdemeanors for the coordinated action at the Purdue-owned Petaluma poultry facility. She went to a jury trial.
What?
Yeah.
This seems extreme.
Gavin, there are people that don't serve that much time for driving drunk. In fact, almost nobody does. Putting human lives at risk.
Right.
Property at risk.
I mean,
multiple people.
Animal rights activists do get annoying. But I always feel like an animal, as long as they're not like firebombing a farm or something like that, I always feel like animal rights activists should get sentences that kind of match the crime. Like, if you're just going to go out there and just spray paint like murder on the side of a barn, then somebody should get to spray paint your car.
Right.
You know, or something like that.
Or like eat meat on the side of your car.
Right. Yeah. 90 days in prison.
It says jail.
Okay, jail.
Jail is different than prison.
90 days in jail for stealing four chickens? And here's the other thing. I don't care. You can cancel me. Chickens are dumb.
Oh, yeah. Chickens are super dumb.
They have no idea that they don't know. They're probably scared that they were getting saved.
Oh, I mean, I think you're probably making an argument for the prosecution saying there was no need to save these chickens. They're so stupid they didn't know where they were.
Maybe I was.
Now, I will say it probably didn't help her cause that she went, did I do it? Yeah. And I'll do it again. Okay, she didn't really say that, but she said, I will not apologize for taking sick, neglected animals to get medical care.
Oh, and that's what they're doing. They were sick.
That's what she says.
Okay.
I don't know how she would know that. I don't know what her chicken knowledge is, but...
What do you think would be a better sentence for a chicken stealer?
Okay. Chicken thief.
Chicken thief.
Okay. Okay. I say that she has to do 90 days working a chicken farm. Not 90 days. Let's say 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. She has to run the chicken farm.
I don't know. 90 days seems better. After being around, have you ever smelled chickens?
Exactly.
They stink.
I know. So that's why I'm saying.
And they're loud.
Yep.
My neighbor used to have some chickens in her backyard, and she got rid of them because she hated them so much.
What did they sound like?
Just when you walk by the house, it seems like all hours of the night and day. I don't know if this is them snoring, but they would just go.
Okay, so I say let's meet in the middle and say 30 days.
Okay, 30 days. You have to run a chicken farm.
You have to run a chicken farm for 30 days.
At the end of this, you'll kill them yourself.
Yeah, and you have to do all the chicken chores, okay? So you have to clean the coops. You have to keep the foxes out of the hen houses.
Yep.
You have to collect the eggs every day. And you have to find something to do with the eggs.
Yes.
So now you have to either start throwing eggs away, which I know you don't want to do that,
right.
Zoe.
Right.
Or now you have to start some sort of roadside stand where you're selling fresh eggs, eggs.
Stand out there breathing in truck exhaust all day long.
You got to clean out their chicken poop.
Yep. For an animal that doesn't appreciate you at all.
That animal, that animal thinks you're a treat. That animal has, I mean, do you know, chickens sometimes think their own poop is food. It's true.
Right now, there's an animal rights person listening to this show, so mad at us, so mad at you.
so mad at me. Why?
Because
I'm punishing her. Well, can't steal. You can't steal.
How much could a chicken even cost? Like, I'm going to Google that real fast. How much does a chicken cost? I can't believe I'm Googling this.
Well, I mean, well, you can get them at Tractor Supply. They're not very expensive.
You can get a baby chick for $3 to $10.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then you can get a young hen.
Now, I will tell you, that's not how theft works.
Okay, so a mature egg-laying hen costs about $100.
Okay.
So she stole $400 worth of, at the most, $400 worth of merchandise.
The fact that they got her on felony conspiracy. Who is she conspiring with?
Probably other, I hope it's the other chickens. Yeah, I hope she had an inside bird in the coop. It's just like, go, now, go.
And then, or they're just like walkie-talking her, and every time she answers, she's like, go for Zoe.
There's somebody who knows the story texted in and said she also has to pay $500,000 of restitution.
Guys,
what?
Our justice system is breaking. And you know what's funny? In jail, she won't even be fed food good enough for those chickens.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$380. What a jackpot indeed when we play the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Wow. How do you do it?
Well, you know, it's a lot of meditation and believing in yourself.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. Well,
all right, Kim, are you there?
I am.
Where are you from?
I'm from Stockton.
Stockton. All right. And you're in the car right now. Fun fact about Kim.
Yep.
She's been married 7 times.
I'm so glad you didn't forget to do this.
All
yeah.
untimely demises.
Oh, no. Oh, Black Widow.
Yes,
okay, I'll leave.
Yes. Katie is leaving the studio. I have 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We're going to see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. And, yeah, there we go. Win or lose, though, we've got an awesome prize for you from Hard Rock. You ready to play?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Question one. Luigi Mangione's trial for the murder of that healthcare CEO is going on right now. And some legal experts say his defense might be winning. Despite police finding bullets and a gun on him when they arrested him, his lawyer is arguing that that doesn't matter because they had no warrant, so the search was illegal. Spell the word warrant.
W-A-R-R-E-N-T.
Question two. Chapel Roan was named the global ambassador for the MAC cosmetic company. This is because of her support of the LGBT community and her commitment to being unique. What does MAC stand for?
Oh, my goodness. Something cosmetics. I'm not sure. Pass.
All right. Question two. Rebel Wilson announced that her and her wife are expecting a second child together. The two already have a daughter that was born in 2022. What was Rebel Wilson's character's name in the movie Pitch Perfect?
Fat Amy.
Question four, it's been a really hard year for America's farmers. Since the tariffs have gone in, the foreign buyers for their goods, especially soybeans, have all but dried up. But the White House is planning on giving them a $12 billion bailout, paying farmers directly, but that only comes out to about $3,500 per farmer. Soybeans are a legume. Are legumes vegetables, fruits, or grains?
Brains.
And question five, Mariah Carey always has a lot of financial success at Christmas time because of her eternal banger, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but this year it's even more. She has had the number one holiday song in America for 19 weeks running so far. What month was 19 weeks ago?
Oh, gosh. August.
All right. Can you grab Katie for me? And Kim, what do you do for a living?
I work for Kubota Tractor in Elk Grove.
Kubota Tractor?
Yeah.
So, like, if we ever wanted to, like, get a tractor for the show and just drive it around the parking lot, you could hook us up, right?
Definitely.
Could we use a tractor? Could a tractor drive over a car like a monster truck?
Wait, what's happening? Some of our big ones can. The N7 is pretty big. It's taller than I am, and I'm 6 foot.
Yes, Kim.
What are we talking about?
Kim works for a tractor company, and she's tall.
Okay.
All right, Kim, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one, Katie. Luigi Mangione's trial is going on. I'm sure you're watching every second of it that you can.
Of course.
Some legal experts say that his defense is winning. Even though he was found with bullets and a gun, his lawyer is arguing that the search was illegal because they didn't have a warrant.
Really?
Yeah. So that might all be thrown out as evidence. Crazy. Which is like all the evidence.
The way I will just look past a murder.
Yeah.
So bad.
Spell the word warrant.
W-A-R-R-A-N-T. Warrant.
Yes. It's two A's. W-A-R-R-A-N-T. Question two, Chapel Roan is now the global ambassador for the MAC Cosmetic Company because of her support of the LGBT community, and I'm guessing she uses a lot of makeup.
Well, sure, she's got to draw all that stuff on her face.
What does MAC stand for?
Makeup Artist Company.
So close.
What?
Makeup Art Cosmetics.
Oh, I said company anyway.
Question three. Rebel Wilson announced that her and her wife are expecting a second child together. They already have a daughter. She was born in 2022. I didn't know they were married. Or she was gay.
I didn't know she was married, and I didn't know she had a kid.
Or gay. Or did gay. You know she was gay?
I knew nothing about... Yeah.
All I know about Rebel Wilson is she's skinny now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was Rebel Wilson's character's name in Pitch Perfect?
Fat Amy.
Yeah. That hasn't aged well, has it?
Well, not if she's skinny.
Question four. This has been a hard year for America's farmers. Since the tariffs went in, foreign buyers for their goods, especially soybeans, have almost completely dried up. But the White House is planning on giving them a $12 billion bailout, paying farmers directly. However, that only comes out to about $3,500 per farmer.
Oh, I don't know that that's going to be enough.
Soybeans are a legume.
Yes.
Are legumes vegetables, fruits, or grains?
Vegetables.
They are vegetables. And question five, Mariah Carey has had the number one holiday song in America for 19 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure you know what song that is.
I do.
It's Dominic the Donkey. And how many months ago was 19 weeks?
19 weeks. Oh, boy.
What month was 19 weeks ago?
Oh, what month was 19 weeks ago?
Yeah, what month was 19 weeks ago?
Okay. 12. Today's December.
Don't look at me.
September.
No. August.
Ah!
The answer was August. Kim, are you there?
I am.
Final score. Kim got two, Katie got three.
Oh, God.
Wow. Were these hard today?
They're just kind of random.
Okay. All right. Well, Kim, sadly, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. So we had $20 a jackpot for Hundo tomorrow. But Kim, we're still going to hook you up with a pair of passes to the Hard Rock Casino's New Year's Eve party, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
106.5,
The End.
It's the wake-up call.
You ever have one of those days where you just feel off, like something is off and you can't put your finger on it? And even if you do, it's just a general feeling, like maybe your clothes aren't fitting well, or you're having a, bloated day and your pants are too tight or something. I feel like that is what's happening to Katie right now, because you've been struggling all morning long. You're a real survivor, and
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That.
Yeah.
So what is the problem here?
It's my sock. And it's really bothering me. And I can't find it. I've taken my sock off. I put it back on. Shoe on. Shoe on.
Have you tried turning it inside out?
I'm not going to wear my socks inside
out. No. Turn it inside out to see what's in it.
Oh.
It's not a bad idea.
She is just...
I know.
It's
well,
fierce.
Listen, when you've got sensory issues, Kevin...
Thank you.
The littlest thing can spike you.
I can feel it so much.
Yeah.
I feel it so, so much.
There's somebody that I know that was freaking out because the TV in the room that they were in was clicking, making a clicking sound. To everybody else, they didn't even notice it, but she had to leave the room because it was bothering her so much. That was her sock.
Oh,
I feel like everybody knows what I'm talking about, though.
Do
boys have the tag problem?
Tag?
Where there's like a tag in the side of your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Not at the collar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it gets itchy?
It doesn't get itchy. It gets annoying, especially if you buy your shirt from Disneyland where the tag is
like 50 yards
long.
But then do you guys have the thing where you cut that tag off, but then it still scratches your skin on the side?
When I was a little kid, I had this problem.
Okay.
And tags used to bother me so much as a kid, I would rip them out of my shirt.
Yeah.
Just tear it right out. Then my mom would get really mad because it would leave a hole in my shirt.
Right. That's why I can't just rip it out of the side. It'll put a hole in my shirt.
But you get a hole, you don't get like a scratchy little stump.
I'd rather have a hole.
I think I would too. But I don't have these issues anymore.
Really?
I feel like I've outgrown my sensitivities.
I get to the point where, like, there will be something scratchy on the side of my shirt, and I start covering it with Band-Aids.
Oh, my God.
So the insides of my shirts are just, it's like the shirt had an owie, so I put a Band-Aid on it. But, man, whatever's in this sock, holy moly.
We've talked many times about how one of your daughters really has heightened sensitivity issues.
Yeah, big time.
And now we know where it comes from.
Well, I don't think that was ever...
Don't talk right now. Right. Just worry about your sock.
Yeah.
She's fiddling with the sock right now. Is the shoe and sock completely off?
Yeah, Kevin? Completely off.
All right, so go ahead. Let's turn that sock inside out. Let's really dig down to the bottom of this jar.
Sock is
you're wearing high
out.
Socks? Since when?
I'm doing the thing where you do your socks over your leggings.
Oh, cute.
The last time I wore it like this, you said it wasn't cute.
Well, what was I going to say? It's not cute on air?
I think it's a cute look. Well, yeah, he's fake. Don't listen to him.
Yeah. You know this.
Can boys pull that look off?
No.
Yes. Absolutely. I think it's cute.
I'm just curious.
Like with joggers or something?
Yeah.
Let me see.
All right. What are you Googling?
Men with socks over their pants.
I'm sure you're going to get something.
This is why your algorithm is the way it is.
Okay, so guys do it.
I know it.
And guess what? They look ridiculous.
This is why Facebook is trying to make you gay.
Good. Make me gay. You can't. You can show me all the good-looking men, right. And guess what?
What?
No sensation here, yeah?
You can show Kevin all the abs, sweaty torsos.
Big, full, juicy lips.
Hairy nipples. Mm. Show them all.
And you know what? You will.
And you will.
Yeah.
You know what? For nothing. His heterosexuality is rock solid.
If anything, it makes him want women more.
Right.
That's right. Rock hard solid. Unshakable is what I mean. All right, now back to Katie's sensitivity issues.
Well, my shoes just said soccer just off now. So now I'm just shoeless Joe Jackson.
Then that's fine. Maybe just do the show shoeless and sockless.
I'm gonna have to.
All right. Well,
I can't go on.
We got to the bottom of that, and I feel like
I don't think we did.
You're a survivor. Okay. Well, by bottom I mean the bottom of your body.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so when it comes to a pension, which we all know what a pension is, when you die, it goes away. And some people, that's just unacceptable. Katie has the details of a guy who's fighting back.
Yes, and I have his back.
Okay.
A 57-year-old unemployed former nurse dressed as his deceased mother to renew her ID card to continue collecting her pension.
How about that?
So his mother, Grisella.
Grisella?
Yeah. Her name is Grisella Dall'Oglio.
Okay.
Probably that's not a made up name. Grisella Dall'Oglio.
Dall'Oglio. She passed away, sadly.
Yeah.
At the rich old age of 82.
Okay.
And her son said, Mama worked her hands to the bone.
Yeah.
And got this pension. And why should this pension end? Simply because she has. So since 2002, he's been cashing them checks.
Since 2002?
Yes. Now, her ID card expired. And apparently you can't get the pension check anymore if you don't have a ID. So he went to the processing center where you go to get your new ID, and he wore makeup, a wig, and her clothing to pose as her, but the people taking the picture were like getting a little suspicious because they were noticing dark hair on the quote-unquote woman's neck, hands, and chin.
I mean, her name is Dall'Oglio. She's allowed to have black, hairy hands.
I mean, even if you don't know the last name, her name's Grisella.
Right.
Okay.
If I've told you that you're about to meet a woman named Grisella, you're picturing a witch.
Now, it does say officers discovered surveillance footage showing the man drove to the office despite his mother having no driver's license. I don't think that's how it works. Hold on, there's more.
Oh my God. So wait, hold on. You support this? Like the guy like dressing up like his dead mom?
Okay. Let's say you work your whole life.
Okay.
And you have a pension.
Yeah.
And then let's say, and I'm just creating a scenario, but it could be this. 2 years after you finally retire and you get to reap the benefits of that pension, you die.
It's tragic.
Right. Wouldn't you rather go to your kids?
Well, no, it's not an inheritance.
That's not what I asked. Wouldn't you want it to go to your kids?
Would I want it to? Sure.
Exactly.
But it can't.
Now, don't you want your daughter,
right,
to someday, when you're dead, dress like you and go to the DMV or whatever and go, yeah, I'm Gavin Ferguson. Hi. Hello. I am still, look at me, alive.
Oh, something's bothering me.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want her to do that. No, I don't want that. You shouldn't
that
have
I might have left something out of the story.
Why? What? What'd you leave out?
I need to read through these things properly before I start defending criminals.
He's a criminal? What'd you do?
Well, besides identity theft,
right?
It would appear that they found his mom's mummified remains wrapped in a sleeping bag in his laundry room.
Excuse me?
Wow. You can say it in a cartoonish voice all you want, but this guy, at the very least, was hiding his dead mother's body in the house?
That's awful.
Well, maybe that's nice.
If I told you Griselda D'Aglio was her name, you would also believe that she had a son that would hide her mummified body in the house.
You wouldn't want your daughter to mummify body and keep you in the closet.
No.
Go check on you every once in a while, give you a cracker.
If she's going to keep my dead body in the house, set me up on a recliner, put my favorite
Kevin,
show
that's
on.
That's been done. Okay? For God's sakes, we're going for originality.
Wow. All right. This is, you know what? This is the behavior of somebody who would fraudulently cash his dead mother's pension checks for 20 years.
Well, and not
for 20 years.
No, since 2022. That's 3 years.
Oh, I thought you said 20 since 2002.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I like that story better.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.